When you want an opportunity to hear from people all over the sports world, there's only one voice to trust to bring those stories to you. Here now with a special guest is Dan Tortora.
Welcome here to Wake Up Call with Dan Tortora on WakeUpCallDT.com, your one-stop sports shop, and the free Wake Up Call DT app you can get from the Google Play Store, as well as for all Apple products, your iPhone, iPad, and iPod. You can also find us on iTunes, everything I, pretty much. Wake Up Call with Dan Tortora, the name of the show is the name of the free podcast on iTunes, so make sure you check that out. I'm very happy, very honored to have on this special Wake Up Call with Dan Tortora, 2016 incoming freshman for college football who has verbally committed to the Syracuse Orange, and that is Rex Culpepper, quarterback out of Tampa, Florida, from Henry B. Plant High School, HB Plant for short. And not only to have him on the show to talk about football today, but for some of you who have read my article about other things that he does off the field with helping people with muscular dystrophy, if you haven't read it, please do so. It is more of an honor to have Rex on the show as an overall person rather than just a football player because of the amazing things he's done. So without further ado, I'll welcome him to the show. Rex, how are you doing today?
Doing great, thank you.
Absolutely. And Rex, first and foremost, before we get to football, what has made you the type of person that you are? Because it's not everybody that's going to spend their time and their blood, sweat, and tears helping others, especially to the extent that you do. So what has made you really be a type of person that wants to give back and wants to help the community?
Yes, sir. Well, without a doubt, that comes from my parents. My mom is one of the most unselfish people I've ever met. She can, you know, I have a brother and a sister, and I always feel like I'm her number one priority, and my brother and sister always feel like they're her number one priority, and somehow she manages to, you know, keep the house clean and do all this stuff, and she never worries about herself, and that's really rubbed off on me growing up with her. And, you know, we've always been a family that donates a lot of money to charity. My dad used to be, he used to host the auction for MDA to raise money, and so we already had a relationship with, like, Muscular Dystrophy Association, and just growing up, my parents have always just trusted me. I'm selfish, and, you know, we have a lot of, you know, we're very fortunate, and it's our job to give back to the rest of the community.
What have your parents taught you that you remember the most from growing up as a little kid to where you are today? I know you said some pretty amazing words about them just now. What are some of the things that stick with you, maybe things that they've said, maybe things that they've taught you up to this point?
You know, the biggest thing has, for my parents, they always stress, you know, if you're going to do something, you got to do it all the way. So, you know, my dad's, and my mom and dad are like, look, you're going to NBA camp, and, you know, it's not going to be easy. You know, you're going to have a needy child, and, you know, there's going to be a time you get tired, but you can't go out there and you know, half do it. You know, you got to go out there and do it. And, you know, just my parents have always stressed that being a good individual is a lot better than, but being a lot more important than being a, you know, a good athlete or anything else. It all starts with your character. What do you do when no one else is looking? And, you know, that's another thing. And my mom, she's very motivational, and she has three or four kids in the projects that she mentors every day, and they come to our house and they work on their online assignments. And my mom will email their teachers, so she's, you know, she has three kids of her own, but really it's a bigger family because she's always reaching out to those who you know, need things that we have. They don't have a computer at home to do their online assignments. They come to our house and they can work on it, and she'll feed them, and they're always welcome to stay. You know, they all, like, I probably have four or five kids spend the night at my house before a game just so that, you know, I know that they're in and that they're sleeping and they're going to eat a good meal before a big day like game day.
What's that like for you to have, you know, like you said, your mom helping people from the project so that they can have what you have and be able to do their assignments and to have a good meal, or just to be in a place maybe, you know, where they just feel safe What has that meant to you, and what has that taught you in your life?
Well, at first it was always, you know, I was a little bit annoyed at times. I'd think, you know, God, here we go again. I got five kids staying over. I'm not, you know, I got to share my bed and everything. But now it's turned into this amazing relationship that I have. Like, these kids, they always have my back. I mean, Scoop Bradshaw, who committed to Syracuse as well, like, I always just feel safe when I'm around him because I know he's on my side. He's got my back no matter what. He can't give me, you know, he can't have me over for dinner and help me in all my schoolwork and have me spend the night, but he's got my back when it comes down to it. And it's really important to always have people on your side, especially as a quarterback, because there's a lot of ups and downs, you know. You throw one interception and that's all people think about, you know, no matter how many touchdowns you throw. And Scoop's always somebody who's there who's, he's not going to let anybody say anything about me or anybody do anything with me. And that doesn't just come for Scoop. I mean, there's multiple kids, but just they're very loyal and, you know, they have my back, and that's probably one of the best things that they could ever give me.
You committed to Syracuse verbally, and right after you, Scoop Bradshaw, your teammate, also 2016, and on the defensive side as a defensive back, verbally committed to Syracuse. Why go up with him to visit the Orange? What is your relationship like with Scoop? I know you've described it a little bit, but your overall relationship with Scoop and what made you both go up together?
Scoop is pretty much my brother. I mean, he spends night in my house two nights a week at least. He comes over for dinner all the time. My mom is his mentor, and coming into our sophomore year, Scoop had a 2.0. And we were pretty worried that he wasn't going to be able to be eligible for the season. So my mom became his mentor, and he's made huge strides. He has a 3.14 GPA now, and he's turned his life around. And, you know, having structure, having a schedule, he has a great mom, but he also has 8 siblings. So it puts a lot of pressure on her, and for her to be able to, you know, have my mom help her out with some of the stuff, it means a lot. And Scoop and I have come really close, and I think that, you know, me being up there can help him stay on track, and him being up there can help me have somebody that's always got my back, and we can lean on each other.
When you look at Syracuse and the fact that you both verbally committed, I know you can't speak for Scoop, but you can speak for yourself. What made you fall in love with Syracuse?
It was just that overall feeling. The coaches really wanted me, which was something that's hard to look past. I mean, I came up there and I spent 8 hours with Coach Lester, and I talked to Coach Schaefer for 2 hours. Like, they really wanted me there, and I want to go where people want me to go, where the coaches want me, and they're not just saying, yeah, we like you because I'm a recruiter or whatever. Those guys genuinely have followed me all the way since freshman year, and I'm a loyal guy, and going up there, it just seemed perfect. I felt, you know, like I'd known Coach Lester and Coach Schaefer for years, and I had just met them. And overall, like, those are guys that I want to play for, and they're excited about me going, and I can't wait to get up there after we win the state championship.
Carvel DeWitt, it's what happy tastes like. Do you know why? Because we make ice cream. Creamy, rich, flavorful ice cream. Not yogurt or iced milk like some of our competitors. Ice cream. Fresh, by hand, daily. For the calorie conscious, we have something new for you. Our new Carvelite. Same great flavor, creaminess, and texture of our regular ice cream with only 35 calories an ounce. So whether you want an ice cream cake, flying saucer, dasher, carvelage, hard or soft ice cream, we will satisfy your craving with our fresh, handmade regular or new Carvelite ice cream. Carvel DeWitt. It's what happy tastes like.
Clothing that will change with you without you having to change. DreissigLady.com, DreissIg Lady.com, with the bamboo line relaxed fit clothing as well as the athletic fit clothing. DreissigLady.com is fit for any woman, any time of the day, anywhere. Whatever you're doing, whatever your day commands of you, command yourself to feel comfortable in Dreissig Lady Apparel. DreissIg Lady.com. For all the women out there, feel good in what you're wearing, and don't feel like you have to constantly change throughout the day. Whether you're a stay-at-home mom, a business owner, going for a jog, going for a meeting, or just relaxing at home, DreissigLady.com is the right fit for you. DreissigLady.com. Lady.com.
Cam's Pizzeria isn't just a pizza place, it's a piece of home. Whether you're in Baldwinsville, Camillus, Oswego, or on Lemoyne Plaza, Tony Calcibetta finds a way to give you something that you can't find anywhere else. You got to get something to eat, you're going to get something to eat. You're not in your own home. Well, when you go to Cam's Pizzeria in Baldwinsville, Camillus, Lemoyne Plaza, and Oswego, those locations give you the feeling of just being at home, relaxing, being comfortable. There's nothing like going out and getting good food, and Cam's Pizzeria will give you that. From their traditional slice to pepperoni to my favorite, the cheeseburger pizza, which you have to try, as well as buffalo chicken, chicken bacon ranch, and the other specialties and favorites they have. It's not just about the pizza. It's about the relationships. It's about building a bigger family. And Tony Calcibetta has been all about that since day one, which is why I wanted to work with him, which is why I want to send you there. Because when you sit down in a Cam's Pizzeria, you feel like you're sitting at home. You feel like you can be there with your family, your friends, to study, to have a meeting, or maybe to meet the best person you'll ever find in your life. I know that when I go to Cam's, I truly feel like I'm just walking to another room in my house. I'm just having great pizza in a great atmosphere. A place where I feel comfortable, where I feel appreciated. A place that isn't just a pizza place, but a piece of home. Go to camspizzeria.com right now to get the addresses to the Camillus, Baldwinsville, Lemoyne Plaza, and Oswego locations. Camspizzeria.com. That's CAMSpizzeria.com. Cam's Pizzeria. Truly an experience that you'll always want to come back to. Supporting a United States veteran is something that shouldn't even be a question on your mind. The freedom for me to stand here today as a broadcaster, to have started my own company, comes from sacrifices made by United States veterans. Give back to them by buying the book 15 Feet for Free. It was created by Jim Lee, Syracuse Orange alum, to help basketball players around the country to learn and to grow in the sport, but at the same time, he created the book with a bigger message. By going to AuthorHouse.com and buying 15 Feet for Free, half of every single book that's bought goes back to the United States veterans. He wanted to do something special for his father, who was a veteran, and for veterans everywhere. So go to AuthorHouse.com now and buy 15 Feet for Free. It doesn't take much to give back to a United States veteran. AuthorHouse.com, 15 Feet for Free. Give back to them today.
My mom believed that we could find a way from day one. She never gave up. Yum Yum's gluten-free bakery and cafe isn't just about a drink. It's about bringing hope to a family. Now your family has a kitchen to call home. With breakfast, lunch, and dinner served daily, as well as signature tasty desserts, Yum Yum's is the best choice for the whole family. Whether you're gluten-free or not, Yum Yum's is the spot. Yum Yum's Gluten-Free Bakery and Cafe, 601 and a half West Mammalia Street in East Syracuse. Call 315-314-7542. That's 315-314-7542.
And that was something that your coach Robert Wiener had talked with me about, is that he said, you know, he's happy about you going up to Syracuse after you win a state championship. So he made mention of that as well. What can you say about Henry B. Plant, where the team is at, and knowing that you have one last shot at this?
I think that our team is going to be remembered as, like, the hardest working team ever to come to Plant. Our workouts are hellacious. I mean, we busted for 2.5 hours, and then we get in the car and come home from the come back to Plant from the compound and go do skill out on the field. And we had, I'll put it to you this way, we have a 1,000-pound club for kids whose bench plus their squats plus their deadlift is over 1,000 pounds. And the previous record was, I think, 12 people on one team, and we had like 23, like half the kids on a team are in it. And we've had humongous strength gains. Everybody's really just sold out, you know, spending their 1 year of high school, their senior year, committed to football. And I think that we got a special group of guys, and we got a good shot.
What have you learned the most from your coach, Robert Wiener? I know that he preaches so much more than just football And I guess that that's a way to preface it, but what have you really taken away from him?
It's hard to just say one thing. I mean, as far as quarterbacking goes, that's the only reason that I'm sitting here on the phone with you. I mean, I came in the plant, hot shot, little ninth grader, thought he could throw it the best, and, you know, Coach Wiener, he humbled me and took me, you know, where I needed to go and taught me everything there is about throwing. And as far as the game goes, he taught me everything about that, too. He teaches me how to know if it's cover two or cover four or cover three or cover one just by looking at the field and knowing the defense. So he's taught me that, too. He's also taught me, you know, unselfishness. There's a lot of kids on our team who go to college and they don't fit in and they want to transfer. And instead of coach looking at it like, I've already coached these guys, they got to move on, they got to take care of themselves, he still takes care of every single guy. Like, once you're a Plant Panther, you're always a Plant Panther. And Coach Wiener gives attention to guys who've come through here 10 years ago and guys who played for the Jesuit 20 years ago. And it's really special that he can still give time and energy to kids who aren't even directly on his team anymore. And that's a really special thing from a head coach.
To have you go to the Muscular Dystrophy Association camp, the MDA camp, he told me that typically he'll handpick his players after junior year. You were a special case. He decided after your sophomore year to bring you to the camp. What did that mean to you, and what was his conversation like with you when he decided that you were ready to help at the camp earlier than most?
It just really showed that he trusts me, because it's ultimate trust. I mean, you know, you're watching after a kid who can't watch after themselves. If you take the wrong guy up there, there can be a kid that gets neglected. And, you know, camp is fun. And camp is, you know, it's a great time, but it's serious at the same time. It's not all fun and games. Like, there's times where there's going to be an emergency and everybody's going to have to pitch in. And, you know, it really just showed me that he was aware of the person that I was and he trusted me.
What can you say you really have taken the most from with him? I know that you said, like, he's really helped you and created who you are, but maybe some words that have been instilled in you that you will always take with you from Coach.
I mean, probably the biggest thing that Coach has manifested in me is my work ethic. I mean, he's taught me that that's the only thing you can control. You can't control how tall you are. You can't control how fast you are. You can't control, you know, what people are going to say about you, but what you can control is how hard you're going to work. So, you know, he's taught me that you can never put enough time in, and there's always time here and there to keep adding on, and that there's never a finished product. And it transfers to school. It transfers to, you know, just me at home. It transfers, you know, when I got to study for a test, like, I'm going to study for that test because, you know, even though it's an inconvenience, that's what I got to do. And it's just, he's taught me that, he's helped me put aside, like, distracting things that are available to teenagers when they're high schoolers and focus on what's important.
When you look at the MDA camp and opportunity that he has given to you, Riley Suggs, obviously the pictures that were in the article that I wrote and that Coach sent over to me, they all have Riley with you. And he told me, one of the first things he told me was, we got to get back from Syracuse because Riley's waiting for his guy. What's your relationship like with Riley Suggs, and what has he meant to you through all of this?
Riley and I think that we have a pitcher and a batter relationship. I think that I threw him at least 2,000 wiffle balls in a one-week span at NBA camp. Every day, all he wanted to do was hit baseballs. And I'd pitch him, and we'd pick up all the balls and pitch him again all day. And it's just really special that, you know, something so little could make somebody so happy. You know, it's probably one of the best weeks of his life, you know, because he's not alienated. People see someone in a wheelchair and they think, oh, I don't want to be associated with that person. But at NBA camp, that's great. That's included. Like, you know, it's really helped. It's really shown me that I'm really lucky and that I have a lot of blessings, and I can't take anything for granted. You know, I'm waking up Saturday morning at 6 a.m. to go run on the track, because we have the 12-minute run, And I'm thinking, oh my God, this is the last thing I want to do. I got to sprint for 12 straight minutes. And I think, well, Riley's son's going to kill somebody to go run for 12 minutes. You can't get in a wheelchair. Like, it motivates you in a way that doesn't come from rah-rah, it doesn't come from music. It motivates you in a way where it's your duty to do what you need to do because there's kids out there who can't.
What have you learned? What has he taught you? What's Riley given to you? Because I'm sure that if I had him on the phone right now, he would be talking about you and saying that you've given him so much. But what have you taken from him? What has he given to you in your life?
He's really taught me patience. I mean, there was a day where Riley and I, we weren't really getting along so great because he kept, you know, he was losing all his stuff and he can't get out of his wheelchair and go find it. So I'm looking and, you know, I spent 2 hours looking for his socks and shoes and I was getting frustrated. And then I realized, how does he feel right now? I'm frustrated because I'm looking for his stuff, but he's got to watch me look for his stuff. He can't get up and help me. How does he feel? I'm better than this. I shouldn't be frustrated with someone who can't help themselves. It's my job to help him. And, you know, it's something that just makes you take a step back and look at the big picture.
Hey, Central New York, this is your wake-up call. It's your favorite Kill Girls, Pamela and Storm. Have you visited our location between Brugger's and Hampton Inn right off of Erie Boulevard?
Come visit our world-famous Kill Girls and be immersed in the best sports experience of your life.
Tilted Kilt, your premier sports pub where
a cold beer never looks so good.
Gear up with the real deal at Dreisig Apparel, the best place for you to go when it comes to finding your image, creating what people are going to see and learn about you before they even meet you. At DreisigApparel.com, that's DreisSig Apparel.com, you have the opportunity to not only outfit your team well, but also to outfit your business, outfit your event, outfit your breast cancer walk. When it comes to looking good and feeling comfortable in your own skin, the only place to go is Dreisig Apparel. DreisSig Apparel.com. Gear up for what you need for your team, business, or event. To look professional, look good, and feel good, outfit yourself at DreisigApparel.com. That's DreisSig Apparel.com. The only place to gear up with the real deal. What's the universal language of a fan? Clapping your hands. With Fan Hands, the ultimate sports fan accessory, found on fanhands.com. That's FanHands.com. I can take that and enhance that for you, make it even better, even stronger than it's been before. Be the loudest fan without ever having to lose your voice by choosing one of 11 different colors, always in stock on fanhands.com. And all you have to do is clap your hands, something you've done every single game since you were a kid. Fanhands.com, get your favorite pair of fan hands right now. Find your team color, slip them on, and start cheering on your favorite team with 11 different colors, always in stock on fanhands.com, where you'll find the ultimate sports fan accessory. Fanhands.com. That's FanHands.com. Real fans wear fan hands.
I'm George Townsend of Honda City with some good advice when buying a new car. The true cost of owning a new car is determined by the appraised value when you trade it. No vehicle appraises higher than a Honda. Next, look for low APRs and deep discounts. You also want low maintenance costs and great fuel economy. That's why my advice to you is to buy a new Honda. Looking pre-owned, visit our Honda Certified Used Car Center. Honda City, 7140 Henry Clay Boulevard, Liverpool, or HondaCity-CNY.com.
It would be a pity if you don't shop.
Larger Than Life Toys and Comics is a 6,000-square-foot haven of comics and collectibles located inside the Great Northern Mall in Clay, New York. They offer new as well as vintage comics, collectibles, video games, and more. Larger Than Life Toys and Comics will also buy from you. So bring in your used or vintage comics and toys today to their store inside the Great Northern Mall in Clay, New York. call 315-622-1891 to learn more about their trade-in policy, store credit, and even layaway. That's 315-622-1891. And make sure to like their Facebook page, Larger Than Life Comics, for constant updates, store hours, and more.
Now that you're looking at the big picture and you're seeing what's out there, not just on the football field, but overall, what should we know about Rex Culpepper? I want to talk a little bit about the field, obviously, but what should we know about you as a person and what your goals are for high school, for college, and the future? How would you describe yourself?
I'm a reflection of my parents. Everything I do, I would want my mom to smile at. I don't want to do anything that I wouldn't do in front of her. I don't want to do anything that she would be ashamed of or anything my dad would be ashamed of. And that's my main thing. I just want to make my parents happy and not embarrass them. And, you know, I like to do things that if my mom and dad were there, and they usually are. I mean, my parents are very involved. But, you know, if I'm away at NBA camp, I want to do things with Riley that would make my mom smile.
So on the football field, how would you describe yourself as a quarterback? What do you think are your best attributes?
I would say that just being a part of the team. We have a special team. I mean, I hang out with, you know, everybody on our team every weekend, and it's not like we're out there playing as a group of individuals as has been, you know, in years past. Like, we're a band of brothers. I throw a touchdown to Walt Fillier, and Juwan Burgess is the first person down the field congratulating her. I throw a touchdown to Judge, and I can't even get to him to give my high five because Cameron Calderon is right there. And we just work as a unit, and it's, you know, I just feel like I'm the leader of my brothers out there and that they want to work together with me to accomplish a goal. So everywhere from, you know, from my left tackle to my slot receiver, we're all tight, and it's a special team.
What do you think about the leadership role? Do you like being in that role of quarterback where it's on your shoulders, good or bad?
There's times where, you know, I get frustrated. You know, I just feel like I'm under a microscope, but then that's what you got to love about it because there's thousands and thousands of people who would do anything to be in the position that I'm in, so I'm not going to be selfish and, you know, think, man, being quarterback sucks because in reality, you know, I'm extremely lucky to be where I am.
And Rex, to look at Syracuse a little bit deeper, what can you say about what you felt when you were on campus and what it was like for you to be at Syracuse and to make the decision to be a leader in their future?
I just felt like I was at home because, you know, I'm going to move away for 4 years and I'm not going to see my parents, who are the most influential people in my life. And as soon as I got there, I just felt very welcome. My mom's Twitter page is full of Syracuse fans that are excited for me to be there, and that's a new thing. A lot of times, you know, you go on Twitter when there's a recruit visiting, and all everybody wants to point out is, what does this kid not do, or what does he lack? But at Syracuse, they were extremely excited to have me there, and I was like, you know, if I'm going to leave my home and spend time with people, I want to spend time with people who are Rex fans, and that's the feeling that I got from Syracuse, and I'm excited to be around people that believe in me.
Being around people that have a strong belief in you, your brother also got to come up to Syracuse. What was that experience like? Because he could have a future, you know, obviously playing football and doing some great things. What was that dynamic like to have him up with you at Syracuse?
Well, I mean, Judge wanted to commit just as bad as I did. I mean, We're on the same high school team, and he plays tight end, and I play quarterback. So, you know, we have a great relationship. You know, a lot of people don't get along with their siblings, but I don't understand that. Judge and I are close gets, and to think that there's a possibility that one day we could play together in college, like that's a beautiful thing. And you know, I would rather play with Judge than anybody else. And just thinking that I get to share that experience with him is really special.
To put it all together, Rex, are you truly happy with everything? I mean, is this it for you? Sometimes people verbally commit and they could change their mind. Something happens. I've been around recruiting long enough to know some guys live by their word and some guys don't. So where do you stand when it comes to your word.
Yeah, I said before that, you know, my word is my word. I'm going to go to Syracuse because the way they treated me, they were always straight. They were always honest with me, and I'm going to be honest with them. I'm not going to be that guy who tells one school that he wants to go there and tells another school that he wants to go there. I'm very loyal, and, you know, my word is all I got. That's all people are going to remember me for, and I want Syracuse to know that they can trust me because one day I hope to be the face of their program, and that's got to be somebody that you can trust.
Are you okay with leaving the palm trees and the warm weather for a little while?
I'm actually excited about it. I love snowboarding, snowmobiling. I just like the idea of having seasons because in Florida we got hot, we got hot, and we got hotter. So, I mean, going up where there might be some snow or whatever there is, yeah, that's definitely something I look forward to.
Well, Rex, I cannot thank you enough for being on the show. I look forward to having you on plenty of times all the way through here. Hope I get to hear of a state championship as well for you. But let me say that above all things and past football, thank you for giving me the honor of writing that story, because if it wasn't for the great things that you've done in your life, I would have no story to write. So I honestly cannot thank you enough for what you're doing for families out there, and I just I respect you very much for being somebody who has that much love and care for somebody outside of themselves.
Yes, sir.
Well, thank you, and I will look forward to talking with you soon.
Thank you. I'm just glad that I got to talk to a reporter who cares about the other stuff. I mean, because that's so important. That's what makes me who I am. Football's just football's a game, you know. There's a lot more in life, you know. Just thank you.